When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, my friends. Happy Wednesday, or Wednesday, as that's how you're told at school, isn't it, to say.
It is. Wednesday.
Go on, spell Wednesday for me, Jake.
W-E-D-N-E-Z-D-A-I.
Oh, you perfect. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. Alongside Darren Bent. And, of course, the fella you just heard is old Carol Vorderman himself, the duck lover. Jason Cundy.
Hello, matey.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Good day to all you potty mate.
Why are you swearing? We just had to bleep that out, mate.
It's who I am, mate.
If you swear, they'll have to bleep everything out.
Okay.
Shall I show you?
Yeah.
So if I go, Jay, you're such they have just bleeped all of that out.
It's just who I am, mate.
Now, we begin today's podcasty thing with the Premier League, where Sergeant Pepper's Man City beat Brentford. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Manchester City beat Brentford to go up to second and remind Liverpool and Arsenal that they aren't going to let go of their iron grip on this Premier League just that easily. Many expected to win this game in hand and win it well, but they may be encouraged, actually, those rivals, by the tepid manner of it. They had a lot of the ball, they had a lot of chances, a lot of half chances, but Brentford made it incredibly difficult for them tonight, and they relied on a victory given to them by Erling Haaland.
TalkSport Daily.
We watched the game, obviously, Manchester City. They got it done. I thought
City were fortunate tonight. When City get the nose in front, there aren't many better at just toying with you, popping it about. No urgent.
Oh,
can
it's demoralising.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's like a cat with a mouse. And the mouse has got two broken legs.
Bit harsh.
Bit harsh on the mouse.
Yes.
But do you know what I mean? When they toy with it and the mouse ain't going nowhere. That's what City do. But up until that point, City have not looked their shiny, sparkliest best.
Sam Matterface is with Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola.
Congratulations on a hard-fought victory, a game where chances were difficult to come by because of the way that Brentford adapted you. I knew that you would believe that would be the case anyway. What was it like for you watching from the sidelines?
First half better than second. We had enough chances, we didn't concede corners and free kicks like they are a master. It's the best team I've ever seen in all these kind of situations. Since the kickoff, they can create chances. They have a player like Tony, like he's unstoppable in these kind of situations. But we played really good with patience. We didn't concede much except after the goal. Like we were anxious and we started to play a little bit with chaos. But yeah, really proud with the team, really pleased. And a really tough game. Last season we lost the two games. And question be patient, don't concede a goal in the right moment. Yeah, in a transition when normally we are not doing this. The Brentford, you know, play asleep and Erling did what he has to do better than anyone else.
This grouping at the top of the table, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester City, it's really tight. Are you excited, enthused by the challenge they're laying down to you?
Well, we are two really, really incredible contenders. But after being what they have done, still we are there. So it was a pity the last game, especially in the second half. We made the chances we created, we could not win. But now come the the biggest test.
Right, let's go to Ian. He's a Man City fan. All right, Ian?
Hi, you okay?
I'm good, Ian. Thanks for phoning in, mate. What do you think of it tonight?
It's team selection, really. That's the major problem. Foden is absolutely brilliant playing at number 10 role. With De Bruyne, they've got an understanding and they get the job done. But with Alvarez in that position, as well as Foden, it doesn't work. That's what I would say. And the number two thing is that Pep has never, had, ever, ever had a plan B. It's played my way or else.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's Brentford boss, Frank and Beans, Thomas.
Who's that?
Thomas Frank.
Right.
I think it was a very good performance, especially defensively. I think we kept them, yes, they're on the ball, but kept them very quiet. I think we know that we're very good at defending, got very good structure and good principles and good defensive mentality. And I think until the goal, we gave the Bernardo Silva chance away on the header and the Oscar Bob chance cleared off the line. That's it, of okay chances, or what we call it. And second half, I think they had nothing. I think and you could see we were acting in a spell where then we got a little bit back, a little bit more front foot, a little bit more, caused a few more problems for them going forward. And then we slip. So it's, it's frustrating, but it is what it is.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has emerged as a surprise replacement, and it is a surprise, for Thomas Tuchel at Bayern Munich. Or Thomas Tickle, as we used to call him. With the German giants currently monitoring the former Man United manager. You remember Thomas Tickle?
Stinks, honestly, mate. It's not April 1st. It's not 6, 7, 8 weeks away, mate. What are you on about?
No, this is real. This is a real story.
He's called Ole Gunnar for a reason. Mate, he's not Ole coming back.
If Thomas Tickle gets the bullet,
they're bringing back
the bus
Gunnar.
With Ole driving it. I'm telling you.
There's not, mate, honestly.
It's a real story.
Stinks, not April 1st, mate.
Huh?
It's not April 1st.
No, it's not. Palace owner, Simon Jordan, reckons that Bayern, showing an interest in Solskjaer, is celebrating mediocrity. Or as he would say, celebrating mediocrity, isn't it? Oh my gosh.
If you're looking at it from the point of view of why would Ole Gunnar Solskjaer want to do it? So basically, you're not really someone that anyone really wants to manage a team. They want you to go in there and fix a problem for a few months while the real guy turns up. You're the tribute act. You're the warm-up band. And if that's what he's happy with, who am I to suggest he shouldn't be? Why he would be in the conversation, I can only imagine because they see him as a person that might give the morale at the club a lift if there's a need for that. I wouldn't imagine that was particularly what Harry Kane had signed for Bayern Munich for, to be managed by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but who am I to say that they've got no logic to their thinking? I mean, Tuchel was being... I mean, isn't Thomas Tuchel the one that we're all waxing lyrical about? Isn't Thomas Tuchel the one that everyone was saying, what a dreadful mistake that Chelsea booted him out the door?
Yeah.
The same Thomas Tuchel that's going to lose the Bayern Munich, the Bundesliga, for the first time in over a decade. And you're going to bring Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in to replace him. I'm not sure what to make of that.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has apologised to Calvin Phillips for saying the midfielder was overweight and returned from the Qatar World Cup. Former Villa skipper Andy Townsend said Pep Guardiola wouldn't have fat-shamed Phillips without plenty of warnings.
I mean, I would imagine that Calvin would have been told a few times that we need you to sharpen up a little bit. You need to. We don't think you're operating at your absolute maximum, and we think maybe you're carrying a bit of timber. We'll put you on this program, put you on that. I mean, they control so much with diets and everything nowadays, the clubs anyway, Shaban. So there will have definitely been a conversation or two with the player about his condition before
public. He did see that I did speak to Calvin. But I heard him speaking to the media.
He will have done. He would have done. Because what will have happened, all the sports science teams and everyone at the club will have said to him, boss, look, he's not quite ready. He's not right. He's not where he should be. And that has manifested then into what became.
What's it like to play at a club when a manager demands that players have to lose weight?
Well, stinks.
You're not in this bit.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
Remember there's a bit I thought you would definitely be in? It would be this bit.
Yep.
But here's Darren Bent. Recalling the time at Spurs under Juan de Ramos and being fat-shamed by Renny Mullenstein.
Juan de came in, and he came in and he changed it drastically. The food, the requirements, your body fat, the weight of you. And it was that tough when he first came to do it. Like a player, I won't mention his name, he ended up on a drip. Because it was that...
What?
Because he had to lose that much weight so quickly, his body just weren't used to it.
A well-known established player?
Well-known established player ended up on a drip after one day came in and was like, this is the weight you need to be.
Hospital?
Yeah.
Why? Because he was trying to lose so much weight?
Because
he tubby?
And this is the thing, I would have never looked at him and said, he's big. And that's the fact, he was in great nick. But one day just came in and went, fine margins, changed the whole food, one meat option, one fish option.
So he collapsed?
Collapsed. He just had nothing left.
But that player, if you told me his name, don't tell me his name, but if you told me his name, I know it was.
Mate, come on, he's established. But then we came in one day and he's like, where's so-and-so? And the physio was like, he's in hospital. Like collapsed. He's like, didn't have enough.
And after that, when that player, let's call him John Doe,
yeah,
right?
Came back.
When that player came back, did all of that then stop or did he have to maintain that?
Had to maintain it. Had to maintain
so
it.
So it wasn't a wake-up call for the manager?
No, it was just that the manager wanted everyone, and fair play to one day, he wanted everyone at a certain weight and a certain like body fat.
Wow.
And that's why he changed the whole diet. I had it at Fulham.
Go on.
I was at Villa.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't do pre-season with the team because I'd been put to the side with a few other players. Mm. The first bit of match play I got to play was the first game against Arsenal. I hadn't had any pre-season whatsoever, so I just wasn't fit. And it took me absolutely ages to get my fitness.
And did you know, who's the manager that had a pop in?
Rennie.
Okay, and what did he say to you? Did he sit you down or what?
Well, thinking about it now, he never said anything to me, but I read it in a paper.
What, he was quoted?
Yeah.
Go on.
I can't remember what the quote was. Do you know what I mean? I can't remember the quote, but I remember it, and it stuck. Like, it stuck. But it's one of those things where...
And was it a nice thing, like, as soon as Darren gets back to full fitness? Or
no,
was...
I don't think it was.
TalkSport Daily.
Steaks, you've never apologised to me, mate.
You've never... Put the burger down, I can't understand what you're saying.
Why are you puffing at your cheeks? See, he's done that a lot.
Arrived, mate.
Steaks, you've never done it.
Do that. How's Gordon McDonald? Is he all right? You seen him recently?
Header facing Luton Town tonight at TalkSport. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp wants the home fans to create the atmosphere of a European night against the Hatters. Good luck with that one.
Do they need that? What do they need?
Against the Hatters.
A European night.
Stinks, that's not happening, mate.
No.
An incredibly important game for us against a really good side. I'm not sure you will ask about Luton, so that's why I start talking about them. Rob... The job he's doing there is insane. I'm not sure it's really respected enough that a team with the amount of points they had in the beginning of the season making such a footballing development, I'm not sure I saw that before. When you saw the Man United game, it was an incredible game of Luton. Yes, they lost it, but it was an incredible game. They increased possession periods during the season in a really crazy way. Good players, obviously top coached. And that will be a tough one. So we need Anfield. We need Anfield 100%. It must be a European night in England for that. And that's it.
Now, Arsenal are set to make a move for Villa's Ollie Watkins in the summer.
Yeah.
After hopes of signing Napoli's Victor Osimhen have been dashed.
Arsenal supporting Darren Bent reckons Watkins would be a great fit at the Emirates.
He's having a great season. A great, great season. It could be interesting, though. I do think there might be a merry-go-round strikers. In the summer, I think.
I agree.
Because you're going to have Watkins who's flying. I can't see him leaving Villa.
Does he start for you?
Yeah, probably. I'd say so, yeah.
Why not to Jesus?
He can play left, but I think Eddie will go.
So, oh, do you?
Yeah, I think Eddie needs to go and play football now.
Okay, I agree with that.
But sorry, you've got Ivan Toney. You've got Calvert-Lewin with the Everton situation. There's going to be a merry-go-round. Solanke. He's not going to be at Bournemouth next year.
Can you see...
I'll take him.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
The latest episode of The Debrief with Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbonlahor is available to download right now on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your Poddingtons from.
Yeah, in this week's episode, Big Al, space op ahead, tells Gabby why he would fail the orange peel theory. I'll tell you why, because he'd feel like he's peeling his own head.
My partner said, can you peel me an orange? I'll do it. I want to say, like, what for? You just do it, don't you, as a man? Do as you're told, don't you, Al?
No.
Isn't that, that's what you told me. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, but no.
Oh, you say it's do it yourself?
An orange is for cocktails, isn't it?
No, people eat, like, tangerines. You ever had a tangerine?
Not for a long time.
You haven't had a tangerine?
No.
Why?
Tangerines are amazing.
I don't like fruit.
Why not?
Because I don't like it.
So, if Jill said, Alan, would you peel my tangerine? Would you do it?
Do it yourself.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. We sort of cut out all the swearing at the end.
Yeah, we did.
There wasn't a lot of swearing, was there?
Ow.
Blimey,
sorry, okay, mate. Sorry, yeah. I mean, jeez. I'm back on the sports bar from 10. There'll be another one of these talks.
You're back on that, are you?
There'll be one of these TalkSport daily puddings out first thing in the morning. So make sure you hit the 5-star review button, subscribe, notification, and all of that. Like,
be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.